Inclusive products are products that you can design for everybody. The idea is that we're designing them for the greatest majority of people. And so the question is, that obviously makes it harder. It makes it a real challenge. There are a lot of educators out there. How would you do that? So the first thing I want to say on that is that my understanding of innovation is that challenges are good. I'll give you an example of this. There was a thing called fixation. So if you were the product manager of a product and you're trying to do a new version of that product, what you do is you get your best people into a room and you go through an ideation process. And in general, what people who do this find is that everyone all over the world, including all of your competitors, comes up with the same 7 product ideas. Basically, you just can't get out of your fixation with what already exists. So you kind of make one step in each direction, you don't really get anywhere. And this is a real problem that people encounter. And I did some work with Stevens Bosch, and they create a lot of white goods, fridges, that sort of thing. And we were looking at ovens. And I said, well, how about this for a way of getting past fixation? Let's take a real interesting challenge. So you're doing an oven, and I want you to come up with an oven that will support the needs of someone who's older, who can't actually physically hold up anymore the thing they're trying to put into the oven, the casserole dish or whatever. And suddenly, they're in a completely different space in terms of their imagination. And what we came up with pretty quickly, after about 10 minutes, was the idea of an oven that it was actually in your work surface. You press the button, and the oven came up out of their work surface until the shelf that you were putting things into was at the right level. And you literally just pushed it from the work surface onto it, and then pressed the button, the oven went down, until everything was cooked, in which case it came back up again, and you were able to slide that. Now that's one example of what they regarded as being one of the most innovative ideas they'd ever had for what to do next with an oven. So that's how you take challenges, if you like, from a wider community and make better products for everyone for them. The second example I wanted to give was Beyond Inclusion. So Beyond Inclusion is my term for the sorts of products that Damon was talking about earlier, so assistive technologies, all of that sort of thing. Products that are created specifically for someone with a particular need. So they're not inclusively designed. The great thing is, though, about them, that because you are doing something which is very, very specific and precise to someone's need, they tend to be innovative. They tend to be incredibly different from the sorts of products that are there on the market. That's great, but you can't sell it to that many people. If you like, the good news is that some of the products that you use, that we all use, actually came down that route. So here's 2 examples. At the top of the slide there, you have someone writing, I think it was sometime in the 18th century, that was the problem. We had a blind person who, how are they going to write? And that was the genesis of the idea for the first working typewriter. So the first working typewriter we know was created in Italy by one guy for a countess who was blind. He created it for her to make sure that she could communicate. And obviously, that product was created for someone who's blind, but now it's beyond, it's part of everything that we use. Here's my iPad, there it is, the keyboard on there. Bringing it more up to date, what we've got at the bottom of the slide there is a challenge that I set around about 2005. So I was trying to create games for blind kids to help them learn math skills. And so what I was trying to do was to do games that are purely through your ears. Again, very, very different, very unusual, completely worked. We created a game called Soz and the Big Maths Adventure that really did allow people who were blind to learn maths purely through what they did with the keyboard and through their ears. On the right, we have something called Zombies Run. Has anyone played Zombies Run? Yeah.